Greetings and good evening. Welcome to another installment of Pull Up a Chair.
Yo, yo, what's up, what's up, what's up?
What's good?
What's going on? Good, fellas? Chilling, chilling.
Static.
It ain't too much to change. Don't worry about it. How y'all people doing, man?
Oh, man. Yeah.
Good, glad, man, to be back.
Yes.
Blessed,
yes,
and highly favored, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
Doing definitely good, doing great.
For sure.
Feel good to be back. Feel good to
definitely
be back.
Feels good to be back. We're going to get into some introductions, but before we do that, any announcements? Anybody got anything they want to big up, talk about, reflect on? Anything like that? Good, good, could be good. Don't always have to be a rest in peace. We know we had some soldiers fall.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Peace and love. Peace and love.
Peace to everyone.
Peace and love.
Yeah. Stay healthy. Right. Stay with the love.
Yes, sir.
No new relationships, no new jobs, no nothing like that. Everybody's solid.
I'm good.
All right, we're going to get into the introduction.
Ready to jam. Let's jam.
I'm the MC this evening, the War Chief. Let's go.
What up? What up? It's your boy E. Y'all know what it is.
Yo, what's up, people? Yo, what's up? Know of you all day. What's happening?
Yo, yo, it's boy Sko. Know if you stand up, let's do it.
All right. It ain't too much to jam. That's how we're going to get it started. We got to get back to this whole fallout. The podcast space, the streaming space. Everybody knows about the big interview that happened with Cat Williams and all of the fallout that's been happening since that interview on with Shannon. So on the heels of that, we've had Monique had an interview, had some controversial stuff. You know, Diddy been in and out the news with all of his comings and goings, his skullduggery. We don't know if it's true, false. Right now it's allegations, but it's pages and pages of documents. It's just going down right now in the podcast world. It's on fire. I want to get some vantage points, some viewpoints from y'all about what y'all thought about the Cat interview and how that has spawned, like, the comedians beefing now. Yeah. We can see in comedians beef, actors. We got a lot going down.
I'm just, I wonder how things can stay so quiet for so long until someone just decide to say something. Like, how can someone go unimpeded so long about doing so much craziness that nobody talks about
it? It happens in real life.
Has it really been quiet, though? Because we've all heard whispers about the mansion parties.
And no
shade to this brother, but Usher going to stay with Diddy when he was 13 and all the stuff he might have saw. We've heard this stuff. Just like we heard about R. Kelly before the all of the Lifetime thing. We knew R. Kelly had a tape way back in the 90s. We knew he was on some craziness. So
creepy.
Are we as a people ignoring it because they some of our favorite celebrities, entertainers? Are we ignoring it? Or is it that bread? Sometimes I think having hush money, I mean, even somebody like Bill Cosby, we heard he mentioned some Spanish fly
in one of his stand-ups.
Yep. And then other comedians knew about it. People knew about it. We heard the model Beverly Johnson talk about it. She said she didn't want the money. She didn't want to be a part of the case. She just, everybody kind of knew it be in plain sight. Yep. So are we being vigilant enough to stop these predators from jamming?
I think when the person is somebody who the culture respects or look up to or admire or, you know, whatever it may be, I think people don't really pay attention or care as much until they get overwhelming to a point where it's like, man, we got to say something now. Somebody got to do something now. It's a little too much. The pot done boiled over. You know what I mean? Like, can you imagine, like, the whole Cassie and Diddy thing, right? I don't know all the details, but I guess she confronted him with some things that he done with to her, you know, aggressively or whatever it may be. He settled out in court.
Fast, too.
Some people was talking about, well, after she got the money, she went away and was quiet. I was like, well, what if that was all she wanted? Well, why didn't she just go to him personally? I was like, we don't know if she did that. She,
I think it was, that was on the table.
Well, he didn't
know anything. I don't want to be, I don't want nothing coming back to pull up a chair. But
right.
Yeah,
I don't know all the details. Yeah.
That wasn't her first time approaching him about some type of settlement, some type of arrangement, some type of cash payment for her trials and tribulations during their relationship.
So he just brushed her off?
Yeah, I can imagine that happened. I can imagine her going to him and talking about this, and I can imagine him, his status, his importance he is to the culture and what he's been doing since the 90s or 80s or whatever. I can imagine him looking like, I'm Diddy. You don't, I mean, you get out of here with that. Or
but you or, see a lot of those guys with power. They continue to brush people to the side. Yeah. Nothing's happening.
That's what I'm, I can, I ain't saying that's what happened. I'm saying I can imagine that happening. Like,
or him saying, I'm going to get with you on it. You know?
Yeah.
but never
happens.
Yeah, and then it get way too crazy, way too fast. Because he's been pretty low key since all of that came out. You know, Brother Love usually be, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
Brother
in the mix.
All in the scene, in the video. Brother Love's been low key for real.
Why aren't anyone getting arrested for these things?
It depends. It depends on if it's what kind of lawsuit it is. It depends on if it's a civil case or a criminal case.
Exactly. Why not do a criminal case?
It takes time for that, though.
It takes time for civil, too.
Some of those cases are the hardest cases to prove.
I was just about to say that.
Because it's your word against theirs. Yeah. You got all of this time. You got to really... That's hard.
I think
you gotta have paperwork, man.
I think it's a lot easier to win a civil case than it is a criminal case. Because even if you, it's been cases where people will lose a criminal case and then they secondarily fall to the civil. All right, well, I lost the criminal case, but let me fall to the civil case.
Something like that happened to OJ. I'm not completely sure.
That's exactly what happened to OJ.
Exonerated on that, but they got him on the civil. So people probably be thinking, I want some out of this deal. Yeah.
I don't think you need as much evidence for a civil case. I don't think you need as much concrete, hardcore evidence. But if you're going to say somebody committed a crime, like... Yeah, you should be definitive in that decision with the evidence.
My thoughts too.
I think you should be both ways.
If these people are monsters, the way they get portrayed once it all come out, like R. Kelly famously said, "I don't know the hog time people." If you hog time people and you got all these rooms you get all these girls in all these rooms. Why aren't the people who fell victim to that more vigilant so they won't do it to somebody else?
That's all I've been saying. Why this stuff goes so unimpeded for so long? The Diddy situation, like you said, it goes as far back as Usher living in his crib. Like, like this is 30 years. How does this happen? How does this go so unimpeded? And it can't be because he's rich. We've seen the rich fall all the time.
But it takes time. Think about, and this is totally off base. But think about what happened with the Joe Paterno Sandusky. Mm-hmm. He was doing that for over a decade, and all of that power, all of them people protecting him. They knew that something wasn't right about this dude.
He did something wrong for them to really bring it to forefront, though. He did something wrong. So they had to act on that.
No, they covered it up for as long as they could.
Yeah, they did, but he didn't do something for them to bring it back up to them. We gonna do this.
No, it was the victims. The victims' voices got louder and louder. I think it was harder to keep under wraps after all of that time.
I think somebody snitched too.
I think it's more than
that. One of the people on staff.
Yeah, some of the staff members.
And then if people know, they should get. I think if people know.
And allow it to happen.
Allow us to keep going, and you keep fucking with him. He throughout the 90s to now, Puff just got more famous and more wealthy. Like, how does this happen? That if people, you can't do all of this and nobody know anything.
Well, we've seen it in R. Kelly, and some of them got convicted.
That needs to happen with everyone.
It should happen with everyone.
Money talk, man, to a certain extent.
But he would have never even got that money if they would have
stopped it.
It would have stopped then.
That's true.
He wasn't that. Diddy was cool, but he wasn't Diddy in the 90s.
He was billionaire Diddy. Yeah. But I think victims be scared to come forward because the person is this person that got all of this status. You hear about that because you hear about, like, why did the Bill Cosby victims come back after 40 years, mm-hmm. all late, and then you have, you know, apologists for that. So I guess not doing it in the moment, not blowing the whistle in the moment, not trying to really get this person jammed up.
But not only the victim, but witnesses too. You got to think about all the people around that are witnesses. They take a security guard, a Diddy security guard, whatever. They probably know a lot was going on. They probably know a lot because they did all the time.
One or two of them, they don't be talking about it.
That's what I'm saying.
They be on a different, you know, so, platform talking about it.
So at the moment, at the time, in their mind, they think, hey, I'm a snitch on a guy who paying me and taking care of me and my whole family, and I'm going to snitch on him. People integrity and people, you know, morals and values, they got to come through a fork in the road. They got to weigh them options.
Like I said, money talk, man.
Yeah, like, do I line up another job first? Like, you know what I mean? Let me go see if I can be a security guard for another high-profile person first. And then if I get that job, then I snitch on Diddy. That way I know my family's still covered. But, I mean, who really...
It's a lot to unpack.
Integrity, morals, values. You going to allow it to happen, and you and your family going to keep eating, or you going to snitch on them? Now you got to find another job. I mean, that's sad. That's it. I don't like...
That's the fork in the road. That's the choices.
It's everyday life, man.
That's crazy.
That's a tough decision for a lot of people, I guess.
Yeah.
Personally, I couldn't see something happening to a young person.
Me either. Children.
Now, adults... And y'all going in y'all freaky layup, mm-hmm. that's a little bit different.
I'm staying out of that.
All off in that. You know what I mean?
I agree.
Adults.
Kids, you got to say something.
Different. Yeah.
You got to say something.
Yeah, right. I can't fathom that someone messing with kids and nobody just, everybody just be like, you know, I just can't get crazy. That through my head. I don't understand that. It's just so far into foolishness for me.
I don't agree with it, and I think it's wrong, and it should never happen. But I can understand people who put their livelihood and their life above that. I can understand that happen. People are selfish, for one. Not only people selfish, self-preservation is kind of an instinct.
But
you know what I mean?
You're only talking about the people that's employed by Diddy. I'm pretty sure a lot more people knew about this.
I don't know. I would assume that the regular Joe Schmo not going to know about it. That's what I'm assuming. Like, if you around Diddy, you somehow, some way connected to him and his money and his power. And I don't know who would be.
We kind of just address that too, because his is, from what we know, is not based around, well, I guess Usher probably was a kid. So, I don't know.
These are all allegations. Nothing is true. We don't know for sure.
This is all based around adults, from what, adult males and females. And I guess people are just like, I'm not getting involved.
Yeah, I wouldn't get involved.
That's a different. Mm-hmm. That's totally.
But even on a lesser level, if you have a friend that, like, is too aggressive with his own girl, his wife or whatever... Mm-hmm. How much do you get involved in that? You know what I mean?
True.
That it's lying. You got to be comfortable to do that, to really step in and say, hey, man, that's a lot. You know what I mean? What you got going on over there? People don't typically want to overstep in somebody's relationship. Now, would you stand by and watch your man's beat this girl half to death? Probably not. Mm-hmm. But talking aggressively, getting, you know what I mean, spicy, you probably not going to get involved in that. And that's probably what they saw. Diddy kind of bossing Gassy around and stuff like that? Because that's all a part of that lawsuit.
Yeah.
Treating her, you know what I mean? And some sexual stuff, from what I understand, is involved too. But just his overall treatment of her. Who basing on the boss?
That's
in an adult,
that's a problem. I mean, on a way lesser equivalent, but you see that at work, you know what I mean? People of power, even in jobs and at work, they can get away with a lot of things. They can do a lot of things because of the power, their status, you know what I mean? Who they influence and stuff like that. But when you're talking an industry with people worth millions and millions and millions and providing for all these families and people's livelihoods and
people more, probably more inclined to mind business.
I'm sure it's way more people protecting them than it is trying to out them. Yeah. And that's sad. I mean, people...
success. Wow.
It is, but yeah. AB said it. That money, that's that money talks, man. Money, people do things for security, for money, for, you know what I mean?
You mentioned it's crazy. Instinctual to want to preserve your situation, your life. I mean, a security guard probably on average, I'm just throwing out numbers, probably 50,000. If you doing bouncing at a club or something like that, you bouncing for Diddy, you probably making $250,000. Yeah. You know what I mean? You probably like, I ain't getting involved in that. And he changed your whole life.
Your whole family situation.
I don't know the numbers. I'm just assuming that, you know, especially if he trusts you in his close inner circle.
Yeah.
They probably, you know what I mean, making sure you squared away to the point where you like, nah, I can't get involved in that cash. You got to make a break for your own self. Can't get involved in that. Just
like
being real.
But like you said, half of them people is grown people, so why would he get involved in something that's a grown? Now, as a child, it's probably different, but they grown folks.
Yeah.
They grown, so you're on your own.
So there's a lot of fallout from I know we done jumped on Diddy back. I know he probably like,
it's just crazy though.
But yeah, the Cat Williams interview kind of painted a broad brush about gatekeepers in general, how people with power and influence. You hear about the Illuminati all the time, going to these mansion parties, looking at all types of freaktivity in these rooms. All I can think is I'm glad I ain't famous. I would like to be rich, but I never wanted to be famous.
Nah.
I don't want no parts of none of that.
Nah.
Can I interject a side topic real fast?
Sure.
Since we were talking about domestic violence and stuff, can we talk about Jonathan Majors real fast?
Sure. Let's get into it.
I'm confused on how video footage
based on what we saw.
Video footage
of him running through the streets. Getting away from this.
And testimony of witnesses. It's not enough.
I don't.
What's going on?
What a brother got.
What he get convicted of?
Unless he let off a few shots in the cab. We don't know. I'm not even following that.
Who does this and runs like he does?
Maybe he let the shots off. Boom, boom.
And then dip.
This lady got blonde hair. I got to go. I got to get out of this cab.
But it didn't look like that.
It didn't look like it.
Because when he was getting out of the car, he was struggling to get out of the car. He was struggling to get away.
I'm certainly not on her team, but the judicial system has got to be trash.
The witness testimony was the testimony of inside the car, what we didn't see.
The cab man was in the car?
Yeah, the chauffeur. Yeah, he testified that, he didn't do anything.
Wow.
But even if that's not true, it's still testimony. You only got to go by what you hear. Exactly. So how does this happen? How does you get convicted of, I think I convicted some on the lines of domestic violence, beating her up, doing some type of harm to her.
They say he snatched her phone or somebody snatched something out of her hand and bruised her hand or something. That's the only thing I heard.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, it was something that started with a phone or something.
Yeah, and a finger, her finger, something happened with her finger. But it is messed up, but this goes back to what Cat Williams said. Cat Williams did mention this in the interview.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he did. Well, he did talk about that.
So, Cat Williams say out his own mouth, this is not my mouth, but Cat Williams say, gotta leave the white girls alone. Leave alone, you ain't in that situation.
Brother Umar call it bunny hopping.
Stop bunny hopping, and you know what I mean. So in the courts, I don't think anything went far. But the whole Chris Brown Rihanna thing, right? Their word against whatever happened with that. But you can see how the community. Of course, more people was on Rihanna's side because she's a woman, so you don't want no domestic violence.
The pictures
came out. But it didn't stop the community from still kind of saying, like, man, Chris Brown might have just been defending himself or something crazy, you know what I mean? Or she might have been beating Chris Brown up.
And we always say, like, he bit her.
He bit her. You only bite when you lose. You know what I mean?
You never bit somebody when you're willing to fight.
Exactly.
Bitter.
That's a good point.
Yeah. So, is Jonathan Majors' situation they trying to probably make him out to be the aggressor, the first aggressor, and one, and then they trying to make him be the initiator
by snatching the phone.
Yeah, like yeah, they like he initiated it.
Bent their finger.
Right. So whatever happened, that so it, I mean it's sad. I mean I hate.
I appreciate that he tried.
But it was his phone.
Yes, he tried to do. I can't remember whose phone it was.
From what I understand, correct me if I'm wrong, but it was his phone.
Okay.
And he got a text from somebody, and she got the phone. Was like, who the fuck is this?
And he snatched it back.
Snatched it back from her. Like that's don't be carrying my phone. Where about who the fuck
that was said in court?
Yeah.
The shame of it all is all of the stuff he lost.
Yeah,
guilty or not, he was losing it before went to court. I mean,
Disney waited for the day of the verdict. They waited. They was like, "We got this shit on speed now." As soon as now you gone.
I think that's the way to do it. To wait though, so many people be dropping and making doing things before they know
some of his stuff before it even.
Yeah. I don't really.
Robert Downey Jr. can wake up in another person's crib, but they give him a job. Nobody cares about that.
It's white. Well, we get into a whole nother.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
I'm not racist or nothing like that.
Yeah. I'm sorry. But I just wanted to see what y'all thoughts were about that. I know she's white and they also always get the benefit of the doubt. Yeah. Or even if not any doubt, it's still.
And I hate to see that happen to Jonathan Majors because my opinion don't matter. I think he was trying to defuse the situation and get away. So I don't think. You know what I mean, I don't know.
He ran for like six blocks.
Video of him running is wild.
They was running for mad long.
Her
yo.
Chasing them.
They almost got hit by cars.
He was running with the slow box. it was just a wild scene. I hate that happened to that brother.
Me too.
I hope that he bounced back.
Yeah, exactly.
And someone. Give him a second chance.
The rumor is DC already picked him up. That's what the rumor is. I don't know how true it is. Wow. I'm just saying. You just hear people. It could be just a social media joke. Yeah. But
if it do though, he'll get back real quick with that.
Yeah.
Nah, DC trash.
Man. But Cat Williams definitely touched on that. A lot of stuff Cat Williams touched on in that interview.
The fallout. We've seen more strife between comedians.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That was an uptick. Then we had the Monique interview that touched on a few people, the Oprahs of the world.
Do you think they be lying about stuff? That's the thing, though. They speaking on, so you think they just.
I don't think anybody tells 100% truth. Right.
And I think that they believe whatever they're saying.
Their truth.
Their truth. I think they're saying their truth. I guess it's only so many times someone could lie about something. Unless they're just good at just like, I'm going to die with a lie. Like, I'm just, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm just going to die here. Like, but I think whatever they're saying is their perspective of the events. I think they're telling their truth.
When you put out that type of hyperbole, it ain't even got to be true. You said it, and now we got a conversation about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So... I'm sure it was some truth. I'm sure it was some other stuff. It was some entertainment.
Yeah.
Cat is just a funny dude.
Yeah. Entertainment.
Here's some of his.
He was throwing.
He was putting it on. He was. You know what I mean? I respect Cat as a comedian for sure, but he just a funny cat.
He was funny.
Funny storyteller. It's just believable.
Yeah.
Whether all of it is true, none of it's true.
Right. And the telling it with a straight face. The boldness to tell it on such a huge platform.
Facts.
Most people will believe him because of the shock value to it. Like, he got to be telling the truth. Why would he say it on this platform? I mean, why would he do it? But, I mean, he calling people illiterate.
He read 3,000 books or some shit like that.
Yeah.
Another thing was not many people was jumping out quick to refute it.
I guess they
all got what they teams, they publicists, and said, how are we going to approach this? He done went nuclear.
Should we say
something? Do we let it die for a little bit? I'm sure they all had their strategies.
I don't think you're going to win back and forth with Cat Williams. You're not going to win. So
you're not going to win.
Just hope something else happens tomorrow and but nobody forget about it.
I think one of the main reasons you're not going to win is because most people believe Cat Williams. Most people think because he's not that superstar. They don't think the Illuminati got to him. They think he's still one of us. They think, you know what I mean? So they
got that type of persona.
Of the people. He's man of the people.
Kevin Hart. Kevin Hart hit that stratosphere. He didn't say his name, but he said it. You know what I mean? He went nuclear on a few people.
Yeah.
He definitely went nuclear on Steve.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Steve Harvey. Kings of Comedy, except for Bernie.
But that's not the first time.
He loved Bernie. He loved Bernie, though, yeah.
Yeah, he definitely loved Bernie. But yeah. He's been having a problem with Steve Harvey. He always had a problem.
But I think somebody who's been through what Cat Williams been through and how much support he get from the community, you know, the hood, whatever you want to call it, they tend to believe him more than anything.
Yeah.
They really going to believe him no matter what.
He seem more approachable, more in reach of some of the other guys.
Let me ask you, do you think that what he did was good or bad for him?
For him individually, I personally think it was great.
Yeah, me too.
I'm not a fan of us beefing in public. So I'm not getting on Cat. You do what you do, you know what I mean? But I'm just not a fan of it. I would prefer to take care of everything behind the scenes. But for his name to be ringing bells the way it did individually, I think it was great for him.
Definitely
made some enemies too, some powerful enemies. So we'll see. I guess we'll see.
Is that a mission in the near future?
I don't know if he made anything worse for himself. I mean, if you listen to him talk, he already, you know, don't have, I guess, the, you know, powerful people support him or backing or whatever it may be. But I don't think definitely didn't make it worse for himself. I think it was better for him. The outcome of that was better. I'm pretty sure he's going to sell out stand up comedies regardless. Mm-hmm. But I mean, now he got a couple years worth of touring. You know what I mean? I think that put him in a better position. I think it helped
him. It may not have helped him as far as Hollywood, but
as far as
the comedy circuit and being able to, you know, sell out these comedy shows, I think he locked in for about 5 years because everybody just waiting for the next thing Cat gonna say.
Yeah, and I don't know for sure, but was he touring with Monique and Mark Curry before that interview? I think he was, but I would assume so.
Added them.
But I know he definitely going to tour with them now afterwards. I'm sure he probably was with them before too. I just don't know. But I mean, think about it. I mean, he selling out shows with Monique and Mark Curry. And those were the two people he was kind of supporting and backing for real. You know what I mean? He put himself in a good position, in my opinion.
That's what's up. Paul. Now, as far as Monique is concerned, how do y'all feel about that? How do y'all feel about her perspective and how she been kind of reaching to the higher up, saying they gatekeepers and they not treating the people right?
I think Monique makes some reasonable points. What threw me off with Monique is her son. I don't know if you guys saw that.
Yeah, that situation.
I thought that was damaging to her overall case. You know what I mean? Not that it's being tried. It's being tried in the court of public opinion.
Right. Yeah.
When you have a son that comes out, and he wasn't scathing. He was telling his truth. He was getting his truth out there about how they just don't have any relationship. I think that's a little bit damaging to just the way she looks to people.
She don't deal with none of her family, I don't think.
I don't know. Well, she got some younger sons that I do think she got good relationships with, but I don't know about the aunts, the uncles, the cousins, and all of that stuff. But that one son, he was really well spoken. He got his points across really well, and he was hella believable. Hella believable.
I ain't seen none of
that. I was convinced. Yeah. I just stepped away because I don't want to see a mother and a child beefing. You know what I mean? I just was like, whoa, that's wild. But I think Monique does what she does. Now, I do think You done got after the Oprahs, the Tylers, the whoever else that you beefing with. Now you got to have some friends. Can you be friends with anybody? That's what I'm waiting to see personally. Everybody can't just be out here acting a fool and you good. So I want to see Monique make some friends.
So
maintain some friendships.
So her, one of her grievances was with Netflix.
Yeah, right? I was going to bring that up, yeah.
You want to talk about it?
Well, all I know is like they kind of like apologized and kind of like made try to make amends and kind of, I think they just basically kind of was like, yeah, it was something fishy going on with what with the whole situation she had. Mm-hmm. But because even Charlamagne brought her back. I mean, they apologized to her about, you know, giving her donkey of the day and calling her all of these things because she was wilding. But they say, I guess it came out that she was right. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, so they apologized to her, but that's all I know. Go ahead.
Well, I guess. This might not be not go over too well, but her and a lot of other women complaining about not getting the same amount of money as men. Is kind of the same perspective that I have of like women's sports,
like the WNBA.
WNBA not getting paid as much as NBA players. Now, the numbers is what is the problem. Now, you got to do the numbers in order to get the check. They're not the same. So you shouldn't really ask for the same.
I don't know all the details of her situation, but she was talking about a lot of women too.
Yeah,
that like, she like wasn't
Amy Schumer.
Yeah, she was talking about a lot of women that she felt she deserved the same amount, if not more, whatever it may be.
Like,
you know what I mean?
What's her name?
One was Amy Schumer.
Yeah, one
comedian. That's pretty funny.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think Monique was resting on how she got the Oscar and some of her accomplishments. She got a lot of accomplishments.
Yeah.
She definitely is dope at what she do. But I guess with Netflix, you got to weigh everything. Are you hot right now?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
What's popping? What's buzzing? I don't know if she was wrong or right. I mean, I do think your credentials got to count for something.
Yes.
But what Steve was saying, is the numbers going to allow us to pay you what the numbers going to allow us to pay her?
Yeah.
Right.
Like, we can give you $50 million to do this, but if ain't nobody watching it, then we just wasted our money.
Right.
You know
people
what I'm saying?
Don't do business like that.
Nah.
That's not realistic.
Nah.
You know, like the WNBA, we could give you $40 million a year, like a Steph Curry or LeBron James, but when you only got 10,000 people in the stands every once in a while, you know, like we can't do that.
You know, I mean, the revenue is just not there.
Exactly. Yeah. So, you know,
very hard.
Yeah,
we got to. I guess the thing is to support more women's things, and so they could get that. But since that is not the case now, they just can't.
Yeah.
And speaking to that really quick, when people make suggestions, they feel slighted about that. And like women, somebody mentioned like lowering the goals.
Shaq said that, and I talk about that all the time. Like I think that was correct. I think that is something they definitely should do.
Well, I'm a solutions guy. I think you gotta see what's out there.
Yeah,
and maybe try it for half of the season, and if you getting more sports in the highlights, then maybe consider. It's not a slight. It's just we're looking for solutions here.
Yeah,
can we talk about them or can we not?
Yeah,
if you want to defend the hoop lower down.
Yeah.
Like, the females complain about it.
No, they felt offended because
that we have
got
to.
That
they
whole,
try to do stuff, you know, and try to have some sort of problem solving.
And,
I was like, nah, we do the same. We should get the same. Like,
some of them are super dynamic. Not taken away from. We looking at how we can improve the quality. If it's lower in the rim 6 inches, I think you should take a look at it. If it can lead to more money, more.
I think so.
But some certain people get offended when you look for solutions. Then you like, well, I'm gonna just go. Some of the NBA, it was an NBA. I think it was. I want to say the wrong guy. I think it was Michael Porter Jr. Though he mentioned something and they jumped on his ass. So it's like, you damned if you do. He could look the other way and just do his NBA money and be chilling. He don't got to worry about y'all. He making his money, but when he came up with a solution that he thought would be something, they jumped on his back. So I don't know what to do with that isolated situation.
But in order for them to get the same or even close to the same amount,
you got
to
bring in the same numbers.
Yeah, or close. And they got to figure something out. They need to just try some things. On top of that, like, I think LeBron was talking about this on his outlet. He was saying how it was one instances that they had, like, I think it was either the finals. It was a very important WNBA game or something like that during, like, the opening week, opening Sunday of, like, the NFL. Like, who? Why would you do that? Why would you hold anything that day? Nobody's looking at that.
You got to super strategize, man. You got to be smart.
Definitely got to strategize.
There's just certain things that they need to just at least attempt to look at, to try. They should build on this little Steph Curry and Sabrina thing. They could try to build on it. It's a bunch of stuff that they could at least try.
Have Steph play a game in the WNBA.
Exactly. Have him come to the... Not WNBA, but come to the All-Star game and do something like that.
Have Steph, Joanna man.
We got to get ready to wrap this segment. This segment got so many trap doors. We could be stuck in this segment all day. But yeah, Steph Curry playing at WNBA. That would be something.
Yeah. Stephanie Curry.
Stephica. All right, so we got to wrap this segment. We got a journey into segment two, which will be a good segue into segment three. They all kind of tie in together. But let's do first things first. So we're closing that out. We're going into something a little bit more serious. Do you believe it to be fair that, let's just put it what it is, a man be mandated to pay child support, although he tried to be preventative and pay for an abortion or Plan B? Should he be held responsible if the young lady opts out of it last minute, first minute, whatever? Her mind got changed. He paid for those things. Should he still be obligated to pay support? That's what we're talking about today. Anybody want to start?
How would the people know that he did all this stuff, though? Yeah, he had his receipts and stuff.
Should he feel that's fair?
We talking a moral standpoint?
Moral and legal. Okay. I'm gonna go to court and I'm gonna say, oh, you gotta have receipts. Say,
yeah, you got to have receipts.
Because you do that a lot. We saying that the person has evidence. You always do these trapdoors things. You always do this thing where, what if he, we ain't doing that right now.
Oh my God, you the famous one?
No, you stop. Do that all the time.
Okay, all right, keep going.
So we just doing it based on if he has his receipts. He got his proof.
He got his proof.
He paid. He got his receipt from CVS for the Plan B. He got his receipt that he's cashed up during the money, or he wrote a check with the clinic's name on it. He got it all his receipts. That's not a barrier.
And she never did it, though. And she never did it.
He got proof that they talked about
it. Right.
She was going to do it.
Text show they talked about it.
Right.
The emails. Yeah. It's documented.
He's still going to court and she's still going to do it later. Right.
She changed her mind.
Right.
Mm-hmm. She changed her mind. She was once with it, but she changed her mind.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So let's talk about it from a legal standpoint. Do you think, and we all guys here, so I can see how this might go. Do you think he should still be obligated, although they had a plan, she changed course? Go, E.
If they can't come up with anything together to you know, an agreement together, then I think he should legally be held accountable for.
Okay.
Yeah, he should legally, because it is his child. At the end of the day, it's his child. Unless it can be, you know, some kind of agreement or some kind of something happens in court to where they say, like, I ain't, you know, I don't know how you can get out of that, to tell you the truth.
But stand on business.
Legally, because we on the legally part right now. Legally.
No more.
Yeah.
So he should be required to do something.
Yeah, legally.
Should it be as much as it typically would be?
I don't even know if the fact that she agreed to get an abortion or take a plan B and didn't do it, I don't even know if that would even factor into anything legally. Because I think it all stops at this is your child and your child is born. Anything before that, I don't think even matters or would even be taken into consideration. Whatever they did, whatever y'all did before this might be null and void. You know what I mean?
Now, I got another question there. Mm-hmm. Should he get his money back
yes.
for the plan yeah, he, B or the abortion?
I would sue her.
He did.
For, you know, we had this agreement. I gave you the money. You told me you was going to do this.
Let me at least get that back.
Or whatever you can get when you sue somebody. You might sue her and then the judge rule you don't have to pay child support. I don't know.
What about damages? Should he get some damages for his emotional stuff?
Yeah, because now he's like, God dang, I done had this. You my side joint. You pregnant. I got to tell my wife and my kids. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's a lot.
It could lead to a lot of things.
It could lead to
a... He could lose his job. Stressed out. He could lose some health.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Going to the hospital.
Yeah.
You can lose some health.
Right, so...
I agree.
Just dealing with the child and the father, yes, take care of the child, pay the child support. If you can't agree with something with the mother, then yes, pay the child support. But you do need it. You should take legal action for that agreement y'all
civil
made.
Case.
There you go. Do something. Like so, this is going on record. Something is happening. We putting something on paper, something in black and white saying I did not want this child. You agreed that you ain't want the child. And you took my money and you deceived me. Something got to happen. I don't know. She dug.
Separate case. I kind of like where you're going.
6 months on house arrest.
I like
or something
the way you're going too, but get her to wake up, man, because that shit ain't going down in real life.
What ain't?
None of that shit.
I think.
The man did, man.
I think that the guy should be. It should be totally up to him whether he needs to pay, whether he. I think it'd be totally up to him. Like the judge be like, you got all this. You did what you were supposed to do. Y'all had an agreement. She reneged on this agreement. Mm-hmm. Now I think it's up to you what you want to or not. I can't order you to do it. But mm-hmm. the only thing I'm ordering is it's up to you. That's what I think. Whatever you want to do, it's up to you. Whatever you want to pay your dollar. Whatever.
Yeah, that's a good perspective.
I kind of like it.
Yeah, whatever you want to do.
It ain't too much to jam.
It ain't too much to jam.
What do you think?
Hey.
Should he be mandated, just like a regular person would, in a regular circumstance where you have two people, they're not together, should he be responsible for paying child support after the child is born, although they went through the steps together to prevent that, she changed her mind? Go.
Nah, I don't think he should be.
He should
paying child support, but nah, because he tried to defuse the situation and try to do everything before that, before it come to that,
right?
So, I mean, when it come to like you said though, when it goes time to go to court, none of this stuff matters. So, he might be, you know, but I say nah.
No.
But it's all on the judge.
All on the judge.
Morally. Oh, we're going to finish legally first. Then we're going to go to morally.
Legally. So it's on me.
Yeah.
Ooh, so we talking to a guy who actually lived it.
Yeah.
Did it. 18 years in the struggle. Yeah. This is what I think. Not what actually happens. This is based on how I feel it should happen.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So I'm going to go with, and I heard some good from both of y'all, so I'm a little bit split down the middle, if I'm being honest, but I'm going to lean towards no, only because it is a really tough decision, and we'll get more into that decision about what you should be doing and not doing, but we don't have any power in that situation. Just
at all.
No power.
No power.
All the power lies within the
rightfully female. So too. Rightfully so.
Rightfully so. Mm-hmm. And well, we'll get to that. Mm-hmm. But they have so much power in that situation. And people make mistakes every day. Not calling a child a mistake, but people make mistakes every day. And if y'all came to some agreement in my mind, I think that should stand for something. Mm-hmm. Now, because if my mind state is, if she was having reservations, she should have just expressed that and said, well, I can't take this money. Or, you know what I mean? I think she should have been more upfront about how she was feeling at the time instead mm-hmm. of agreeing to it. Because, I mean, guys,
we're going to keep the money, keeping the.
We're going to come with our pressure now. We're going to come with that pressure. Mm-hmm. Some guys choose to get mean, some guys mm-hmm. choose to be super nice. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, they want the deed to get done. Mm-hmm. And if y'all agree to that, I think you made a contractual agreement. Mm-hmm. And that this is changing the course of everybody's life, for the good, the bad, the ugly. So if I was a judge and it was my way, I think I'm going to let Brother Man out, because he at least tried. Took some steps.
Yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. Took some steps. You know what I mean? And it's hard. And it is hard. Don't get me wrong. I ain't saying none of these decisions is easy.
Then she could come back, you know, you might not, you know, just say, let's say it was a one night stand or something, you know what I mean, whatever. She come back 10 years later, now you owe 10 years back pay of child support or something like that. It's like, yo, like, I'm married with children and you gotta come with and blow all this shit up with this. Mm-hmm. And I thought this shit was taken care of.
We see all different circumstances. We see people that knew. Right. They both knew that mm-hmm. they got. We see people who he done went on off with his life. He really don't know. We see that recently with Kirk Franklin. He just found his biological dad. His mom was telling him it was other people. She been lying this whole time. So it's a lot that can come out of this situation. And a lot of times it ain't good, man. Dang, I had just thought of something that spawned off of that. Y'all keep this conversation going. Mm-hmm. I'm going to come back to my thought. I had a really good thought. And it just left my head. I can't think of it.
But in the moral aspect of it, would your thing change, Legend?
Oh, morally, no. He shouldn't have to pay.
Oh.
Morally, no. Because that's not. He left that situation with a understanding that, whew, I dodged the bullet. I'm good. Like, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? She going to go take care of what we agreed. I gave the money. Morally, I gave the money. You know what I mean?
I did what I thought was supposed to happen.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So morally, nah. He definitely should not be held liable for that. Yeah. That's
true.
That's how I see it.
I agree.
It's not fair. How about that? It's not fair. Morally. Yeah.
I would agree, because you know.
So we talking about abortions and Plan Bs, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Plan B, you give her the pill, you watch her swallow it, right?
You should. So,
I mean, well, yeah. Man. I mean, you can crush it up in her grits or something.
But
people approach that situation all types of ways. Yeah. You've been out here in these streets for any length of time. That situation gets handled a lot of different ways. Some people cash up you the money. Some people
take care of it.
And expect you to, you know what I mean, to do what y'all agreed to do, you know what I mean? Like, said you was going to do. Like, we all adults here.
Like Sco said, if it's a one-night stand, you might not ever see that person again anyway. Mm-hmm. You just be like, yo, I'm going to cash up you the money to get this done. I'm going to get it done. And it don't happen.
I know what my thought was.
Got it.
Go ahead.
Women... And I ain't being hard on the women, but they control that situation so much. Like, so many people are taking care of kids that are not theirs. Mm-hmm. So this thing got a lot of chambers to it. It's never any reimbursement that comes back to a person who's been taking care of a child that's not theirs. They don't get in no legal trouble.
That is out of pocket.
No moral, no financial trouble.
That's messed up,
Yeah, we see it all the time. Yeah. We see it all the time. Men that have spent time in the correction system for a child that won't even dance.
Yeah,
because they done got behind so much on child support.
That's just messed up.
I seen one of those on one of those court shows, and a lady was talking big talk. This was a Caucasian man, too. She had her son, brought the son out. They did another DNA. It wasn't his. He did 5 years in the penitentiary. For child support. Was still talking trash to this brother. Yeah, man.
Damn.
Yeah. Good book. A lot can happen out of this. So, even going to jail. You know some of these jails. We talking 8-11. We already know some of the bigger cities like LA, Chicago. Some of these jails is violent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You going to jail.
You caught up in some bullshit.
A situation like that with somebody that had got 2-3 bodies.
Yeah. I mean,
this thing need to be fixed is what I'm saying. It's not fair. And it's not fair to leave a woman with a child. So I don't know what the middle ground is, but it got to be some middle ground here.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because we know it's a bunch of dads that didn't do what they had to do.
Yeah.
They done walked out and left 2-3-1. One is enough. Yeah. 2-3 is a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Something need to be done. I don't know if it's jail time.
Right, right. I don't understand going to jail for owning money. If I'm in locked up, I can't work to get the money. Mm-hmm. You just...
Even if you got no plans, I don't think locking the dad up is doing it.
That ain't...
Especially...
Yeah, that's...
Yeah, and now that's, they weaponize that.
Yeah.
They women have weaponized that against men, too.
Yeah.
Going to jail.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or they come and get your license. They come and do a lot of different stuff behind child support. It's so many trap doors that somebody need to sit down with this and... figure this thing out, because it's crazy.
Yeah, I think two things that might help balance that out is one, something has to happen. It got to be repercussions or repayments if you find out 2, 3, 4, 5, 10, 15 years down the road, I've been taking care of a child, paying child support for a child that ain't mine. I should get all that money back. I mean, we should start with that first.
And if she can't pay it back, lock her ass up.
Yeah.
We came up with the answer for this. I ain't mean to cut you off. We came up with the answer for this one time before.
It is
everybody should be mandated to have a blood test upon
birth.
That'll
definitely
solve all the problems.
Even if you're married, that's solve a lot of problems.
Even if you're married.
Mandated.
Yeah.
It won't solve all, but it'll solve a lot of problems.
Yeah.
They want to put you on child support?
It's a tough situation to be in. You don't want to ask your wife or your long-time girl to have a... Even if you got some thoughts. Some people don't have no clue.
Yeah.
No clue that somebody been out running around.
Mm-hmm.
But even if you do have a slight clue, you don't want to bring that to the table.
Right.
That's supposed to be confusion. One of the happiest moments in your life.
But if you know it's going to happen automatically, no matter what, you ain't even got to deal with it. Damn, that spawned so many. Well, anyway, let me get real quick to the second thing I was saying is... If as a man, you want the child, you get a girl pregnant, you want it, and she don't, right? You got no control, no power.
No control.
You begging this girl, don't take away my child. I want my child. You, whatever.
Well,
please give birth and give me the kid, and then you ain't even got to be in the situation. You got no power in that situation. Something need to change with that. We got to be able to go to some kind of, I don't know who, a counselor or anybody, a judge, somebody got to be able to have some program in place to say, hey, as a man, I want this kid. I want this child. I don't care if the mother don't want nothing to do with this child. I want it. But the mom got all the power to say, nah, I don't care if you want the child.
Well, from what I hear, giving birth is a very, not risky, but a very serious thing.
Yeah. Of course it is.
So some women don't want to risk that.
I can understand that.
Definitely.
But that's what I'm saying. No matter what, it's all 100% her. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
How is that fair to somebody who really
it's her
wants
life
a child
at the end of the day?
Yeah, but we
I actually know someone that died through pregnancy. Giving birth.
Yeah. It's a scary thing. I mean, but you know, the last birth of my child was scary. I mean, it was, you know, we was in the hospital for a week or two afterwards because it was scary. You know what I mean? And I get that. But I still don't think that if a man really wants the child, he has zero to stand on. Something got to swing his way a little bit. Something got to happen. I mean, I mean, I don't know. They say, I don't know all the statistics. Don't quote me. I ain't no doctor. I only got two kids. I ain't no, you know, whatever. But I heard C-sections might be safer, maybe. I don't know. Probably, I mean, probably safer. Like, I don't know.
It's still a surgery on this. It is
still something that nobody should make a woman go through. It should be their choice. But the man got no power. He can't. He cannot. He got zero to stand on. All he got to do is be sad for a little bit and move on, try to get somebody else pregnant. That's it. He ain't got nothing. He got no other option.
From a person who lived this situation, that's when I learned that life don't got to be fair.
Nah, it just definitely ain't got to be fair.
Dealing and going through the processes of the judicial system. When I was a very young man, I had one child. What I tried to do, I was already paying child support. I tried to go out and supplement my income by getting another job. Mm-hmm. She took me back down. No shade. Took me back down. And they added that all together, and I had to give more money. They count all your income, isn't it? So if you try to supplement the money that you're losing with another job, and I was thinking, this is real? This is how this system operates? And it's not fair, but life don't have to be fair. Mm-hmm. You got to grind.
How do you feel about, like, in general? I mean, of course, you know, you in particular was paying child support. About even the thought about paying child support when you're co-parenting. When the child comes and stays with you and you know, going back and forth, you taking care of the, you know, you buying, you also spending money when he and or she is with you, and then you got to pay child support just because he technically lives.
So do you pay the same amount whether you co-parent or not?
That's like, a good question.
Do you pay the same amount whether the child is 100% with the mother or 50-50?
Yeah, they base it off income.
Oh, no, that ain't fair at all.
That's messed up.
It's an
income-based guideline.
And even if you got split custody, that ain't fair at all.
If you make X amount and she makes X amount, and it works both ways, you know what I mean? If the female makes, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It'll probably be a lot lower.
I do know one woman on child support.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You see that? I knew of a woman who asked to be put on child support. She made more. She knew she was going to be traveling and doing what she did. The brother kept the boy, and she was like, yeah, just put me on. I'll be good.
Yeah, yeah.
And that was that.
Yeah. That's savage. What's up. Yeah, that ain't fair.
She not no bum. She just chose to do it that way. She was cool like that.
Was that they went legally through that, or they just settled? Oh.
Yeah. And another thing that people don't know, taxes. It's no tax write-off. They can file for the child, even though you paying money to them. They
you can't file.
And you can't file. You can try.
But if they already, then yeah.
Yeah.
And even if you try to hurry up and do it before they gonna work it out, and they go, you see that happen.
Try to hurry up and do it.
With couples all the time, they'll beef about it, and at some point it's gonna swing back to their favor. So this whole child support system is designed to not be fair. Because now, I hate to be this way, but the government now found that they can lock more people up. Us.
Yeah.
Or something else. So we got another way to get more people in these walls, because you know that's a big industry. Yeah, so
facts. Let me ask you this though: is it the same thing as the government helping out like welfare, like females getting on welfare, moving into the housing
section,
section eight, and the men can't move in and all that stuff? Is that the same? Almost the same thing.
I feel it's all by design. Mm-hmm. You see who's left out of that,
but you see that's messed up though.
Yeah, it separates families.
It's exactly what I'm trying to say.
The government assistance becomes more valuable than even having a dad.
Having a dad in the household, exactly. Because
I get to live for free. I get to eat for free. Mm-hmm. I get, you know, but, I get all of these.
But then they worry about the kids growing up and they acting crazy because they ain't got no father figure behind them.
But other than WIC, which is women, infants, and children, other than WIC, all of that stuff a man can get too, right? All the Section 8, all the government assistance.
No, they can get WIC, though.
That's what I said. Other than WIC, which is women, infants, and children.
Shouldn't they get WIC, though?
Well, it has to be MIC. It has to be man.
Men can get Medicaid. Men can get Section 8.
But a lot of the thing that WIC provides is food-based, right?
Yes.
And especially for infants, right? Like formula and shit like that, right?
Yes.
So if a man, obviously if a man has custody of his infant,
from an infant,
he can't feed his infant with nothing. He should definitely be more deserving of it than
yeah.
Than
I don't know what the government assistance name for that is for what a man can go through. I just know of WIC because you know that's what everybody know. That's the most thing. That's what you see when you go in the store. You see it'll be the WIC. But men,
I used to wish I had some
man. What if
Nick
if,
and some WIC.
I'm assuming the man version of that would just be food stamps. You just that's go.
Nah, because women get WIC and food stamps.
Yeah, we get both.
Yeah, but that's two different. My, yeah, that yeah, that is.
All my advantages.
So now we need Mick. Yes, we definitely need Mick.
We talking about the McDouble either, man.
We want Mick. We want Mick. We want men, infants, and children. Yeah.
All the milk. Yeah. All the cheese.
Yeah.
Fact.
Yeah. Most definitely.
Ain't talking about no McDouble.
Hey, real quick, while we on that, yo, what y'all think about social media was in an uproar about the dude who got a blood test for his child without the wife, the girl, the mother. I'm just saying mother. I don't know if they were together, but he got a blood test on the child without the mother knowing and found out it wasn't his.
I got no problem with that.
Right, right. No, but a lot of people saying that's messed up that he did it without her knowing. And I'm like, what? I'm like,
why she didn't do it then? Why she didn't do it? It was a reason why she didn't do it. The reason he had to do it.
I didn't have no issues with him doing that without her knowing. Nah. Especially if he had, you know, an inkling that it wasn't, and he was right.
Yeah, you know what I mean? He was right.
Even if he was wrong, I had no problem with doing it. Right.
But
he
probably won't say anything if he was wrong.
Exactly. She would have never known. Nobody would ever know.
But you see how the world is messed up? They got on hell for doing that. Yeah, man. It's not his child, though.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That's the major point. It ain't his baby. Yeah. Let's talk about that.
But y'all worried about the wrong thing.
Yeah, you know social media ain't for or the right cause. It's a platform for everybody to talk about all the food.
I think on birth, if you got a sign in the birth certificate, DNA.
So when a nurse came with the birth certificate for my, I was like, "Well, what if I don't think she mine?" My you wife was mad. That. I did. I was just joking, of course. I was like, "Well, what if I don't think she mine?" The nurse face was like, "I'm just joking."
obviously, that was a joke. But that does happen, or should happen in
some cases.
In all cases, to cut out biasness. Yeah, all across the board.
Do you think
married or not?
Do you think that couples should have, if they both agree to opt out of that, do you think that would be fine? If they both agree to opt out?
No opting.
Like if you've been married for five years, you got a kid, can you both agree to opt out?
No opting.
I think it's just like when people opt out of their kids getting shots.
Yeah.
Well, then you got to go do something else. But at this hospital, this is government mandate.
Right.
Everybody.
Because that cuts out. Because it's a lot of money involved in this situation. And a lot of lives, money, and feelings.
I'm for it.
Women will lean on you with their emotions. Like, we don't need to do this. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And they'll lean on you.
Like, all right, you know, all right.
And you don't want to cause strife because you don't want them believing that you think. But to stay clear of that,
mandated.
Yeah.
Mandated.
I mean, I'm for that. I'm with it. You know what I mean? I just, you know, married couples will probably get offended, but I'm with it, though.
Especially married
couples. You should be least offended.
you can't really get offended if it's a mandated thing.
Yeah,
if it's mandated, it's not offended.
Yeah, you can. That COVID shot was mandated, and half the damn country was offended with certain places. But, I can see people having an issue with that, but I wouldn't have an issue with it.
They need to do that tonight.
Pass
that law.
Like you said, I know it's mine. I'm good. You can take my blood. You know what I mean?
Take my blood. Throw away the kid.
They be like, you are not the fuck.
What?
No,
where my gun at? That's what he is.
So you don't have to worry about doing 18 years and then
find out the kid wasn't 18.
All that is avoided.
out of Pappy.
Yeah.
It's no doubt. You don't got to be living with no doubt.
And
none
you
of
know
that.
Early. You know within the first few days. Then you're like, you can move. Yeah. And then they can find someone else. They can find the actual dad.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
Get so, we know it's not him.
You know it's not him. So, you figure it out.
Yeah.
So, if you was with your wife for 10 years and y'all had a child and come to find out that
man,
get tested.
You move, no, 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 no. Mm-hmm. It's not yours. You get the test. You moving on?
Ooh, we talked about that before.
Yeah, we did talk about that. Yeah.
What
that.
You say?
I don't even remember what I said.
What you say now?
I don't know. I think you got to be in that situation to really.
It's.
I don't really know.
Yeah. Man, it's one of those things like that. The book of truths. Do you really
want to
know?
Do you really want to know?
You gotta live it. He said he don't want to know.
Now, well, I would want to know for sure.
I would want to know if the child is mine or not. Yeah.
No, I don't know that.
No, are you talking about the
general? I think
sleeping around part.
I think was saying that y'all would stay in the child's life.
I think
that's
what it was. I think.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah.
I think
you
was like.
Yeah. Nah. No. That's different though. That I think we was talking about that because we talking about. You already in the child life for years and find out it wasn't.
Yeah, born. That's what you just said.
No. This
born,
is.
I said born.
Yeah, because we
talking for 10 years.
Yeah, we talking about. Oh, we talking about getting tested.
Nah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Oh, no. 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 Heck
no.
I had to clarify that. I said, because the last time.
I got you.
We already in the kid like for 100, years.
100.
This time, little niggly. I'm not. Nope. Not happening.
And we've been married for 10 years.
That means you cheated on me. And you got pregnant. I'm leaving. This is.
And I'm not worried about being in the child's life.
Hell no.
What child?
Yeah.
What's the jam?
Let me ask you this.
Let's do it.
Same scenario, right? But she tells you it's like a 99% chance that it's not yours before
I like where
he's
you're
born. Do you press for abortion or you leave? What are you doing?
I'm gone.
You're gone.
Yeah, same situation. It's
that's
before.
A little bit different.
It's no,
the baby's not born yet. It could still be yours.
Oh,
I'm breaking up off rip. But
yes.
If it is mine,
take care of your shit.
Still support.
I'm rocking with that. Yeah. Off rip, it's a wrap.
What if it's
but if the kid?
Known,
mine,
what if it? No. What if it's known that it's not?
It's not yours.
Not yeah.
What you asking me?
It's like the same situation I said.
Yeah.
No, what you were saying is after it's born because if it's not born yet, she can be like, I'm gonna get an abortion and we can still rock.
Hell no.
Oh, if she's.
I'm gone.
Yeah, I'm not. I ain't trying to get too much in the weeds or whatever. But can't they do paternity tests while the baby's still in the stomach?
I've been hearing.
I think.
About, yeah, I
think
know
I've seen that.
Heard that.
Yeah,
I
seen that.
I wanted my
mind
out.
Yeah.
I wanted to be. Let's wait.
You want it fully cooked?
Yeah, cooked.
I want my drink fully cooked before you get. Yeah.
Let's get the veins on the table. Everybody, his man.
Yeah, he might get a false DNA reading if it ain't cooked all the way.
False positive.
It's fully cooked, though. I ain't gonna freak with that.
Yeah. I want it all the way out the oven. Like,
let him cook up. Yeah. We're gonna get to the next segment.
Oh, man.
That's funny. But we still in the same segment.
I think it's all still the same topic.
Of a different segment. Now, I don't know y'all responses to this. I think I know, but I really don't know. And this is just going to be flat, are you are or are you not?
Mm-hmm.
So we are going down the line. We're going to talk about, are we pro-life or are we pro-choice?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if it's any wrong or right. This is a moral, all
right.
Moral question. I don't mind starting. I'm pro-choice.
Yeah.
I think, you know, options. I like options. Should always have options.
Yeah.
That's basically it. Mm-hmm. And, you know. I think it's a female's decision at the end of the day.
Is there any cutoff time period? Because that's one of the biggest things that that the people talk about is the
whatever is the standard time.
Yeah, standard Eastern time.
Yeah. I don't know if it's 10 weeks, 12 weeks, first trimester, whatever that time is.
Yeah,
I think if it's getting dangerous to everybody to try to pull something.
Yeah.
You know, fast. Mm-hmm. Whatever's the standard time. I'm with that.
Yeah. Okay. Going down line?
Pro-choice.
I am pro-choice, and it's crazy because I do have that that scenario of if a man want the child, if the man really, really want the child, you know, he really don't have no say or no impact, no input. It is all the women's choice.
I don't,
and I don't, I know that's not fair. Like you said, life ain't gonna be fair. It just ain't fair at all. We not the ones carrying the child. We not the ones life at stake and health is at stake, and we ain't the ones who got to go through all that. So I understand, you know what I mean? It's just something we got to live with. That ain't fair. You want the kid, you can't have a kid. Go get somebody else pregnant. But I'm definitely pro-choice, 100%
pro-choice.
100% pro-choice.
Pro-choices, what you got, B?
Well, you know, my situation right now, have any right at the moment, but still pro-choice.
For sure.
It's up to the, you know, the lady.
I got
most
you.
Definitely.
I got yeah. you. I agree. Definitely pro-choice. And the like the standard time of
the standard,
you know, because you know, I think that they had some sort of they was pushing towards like too late, and it's like not even a fetus no more, it's like a baby, and it's like getting dangerous with that. But definitely leave it up to the women to decide whether she want to or not.
Yeah,
did y'all hear about the lady who broke into that facility that had the embryos? Because you know how women take their eggs out, and you know they can either freeze their eggs or they can have like embryos growing. She broke into the facility. She wasn't supposed to be in there. She picked up like two or three of the eggs, but they like freeze dried. Like they, so when she got burnt, like freeze burned, dropped them and destroyed the embryo. So the couple who it was suing her and trying to, they trying to get her brought up on like criminal charges for like, you know what I mean, like
murder or something,
basically like that. Like so that
person, like she killed a person.
Yeah, wow. But that sparked the debate. Steve made me realize when he was talking about when you had abortion and what fetus and embryo and all that stuff. Like that, it's a debate about when do you consider it. You know, you know what I mean? Like, when do you consider it life, or when do you consider it a person, or when do you, you know what I mean? When is it murder or whatever? Like, but that's something to look into and, you know, Google that whole scenario. But I want to say the judge ruled that the fetus is not, or something like that, and then they appealed it to like an upper court. Like it's a whole, y'all gotta look it up. It's a whole thing that was going on.
Oh,
my
bad.
It would depend on that, you know. You can't get into baby status and still be thinking about that. It's a little too late. Because you always got adoption if you really don't want
the
child, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even though you know how dangerous giving birth is, but after a while you should have made this decision a long time ago.
Facts.
So once you get past that standard, the Eastern Standard Time, you should look into adoption.
Some other ways,
I
agree. We got a clean sweep, pro-choice. I got a friend that's a male that's a big pro-life guy. Pro-life. Big pro-life.
So
I get it, because a lot of that is also, I hate to keep being the conspiracy theorist, but it almost feels like it's aimed towards our communities. Those places in our communities. And, you know, we haven't stopped having children by and large. Other ethnicities, they have came down a lot. They have maybe one, two. We still seem to be churning them out.
That's crazy, because I was going to talk about this last topic, but I waited for this one because I'm going to ask what y'all thought about something like China did in the 70s, 80s, limited to the one-child policy. Like, you know what I mean? Mandating people only having one child. Like, across the board, though. It don't matter. Well, China communist, so it ain't like, it ain't like in America where you got mad rich people and mad poor people, whatever like that.
But there is some women out there that just get pregnant by mad different people, have so many kids, and be on government assistance and just be getting, just be like, I don't gotta work no more. to have another kid. I built this for another 18 years.
So should it be
mandated?
Should the government step in and be like, yo, you done had X amount of kids, you got to get an abortion?
I think that's a slippery slope.
It is. Maybe not you got to get an abortion, but this kid got to go up for adoption. That's even wilder.
Take the kid.
Some people be in those positions.
Yeah.
What about they tell a lady you can't get assistance for this child, though? Because you had too many already and you can't get assistance for this child.
I think the child's life becomes most important.
Yeah. Is it a limit, though?
I don't think it's a limit.
Should it be? Well, I
don't think we've reached, because China do got some overpopulation issues. They got a lot of different.
Yeah, but layers. they realize that by doing that, they realize that they messed up, that they are not able to keep up with the rest of the world workforce wise, because they missed out on a whole generation of people who's supposed to be here.
God and state as well. Yeah. Whole dynamic. Yeah,
exactly. So they got it. So how our average workforce, you know, I'm just talking about, like, let's say at the shipyard, right? We might have an average workforce of like 35 years old, 30, whatever it may be. Theirs is high. They got like 60, 70 year olds working on boats and stuff. 20s. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. So they noticing that kind of messed them up. Much. Yeah. Like,
playing God.
Yeah. But
ain't too much to jail.
Oh, wow. That whole
good topic today, man.
Most definitely.
Yeah. What about this or that? One must go.
You got one?
You got one, Legend?
I ain't got none.
I might have one.
Oh, shit.
I ain't gonna lie, yo. I don't be remembering. What we have already done in
Steve
that.
Always have a lot of good.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I don't think we did this one before.
Who you throwing it to?
Oh,
whoa.
Yeah.
Throw it in
the
circle.
Yeah. Okay. Because we always get thoughtful and insightful answers.
Mm-hmm.
B, would you rather never be able to lie again or never be able to tell the truth again?
I already know what I'm going.
In other words, you always have to either lie or you always have to either tell the truth, however you want to look at it.
Say that one time. Say it again.
Make it simple. You always have to lie or you always have to tell the truth.
Let's tell the truth.
What?
I said, let's tell the truth. I tell you, this boy is some trap doors.
Let's tell the truth.
Always got a way around stuff, man. Get around. But look, to save people hearts, man. Mm-hmm. I can't tell the truth.
So you're going with the lies.
Yeah.
So you could no longer tell the truth. You got to lie all the time.
Everything you say is a lie.
Everything.
He ain't gonna be like Jim Carrey.
Like, we were the opposite of Jim Carrey. You were lying, alive. He could only tell the truth. Funny movie though.
I'm choose the truth because I'm already on that path anyway. So yeah, I'm gonna be truth. Yeah.
Wow, this is a tough one. Tougher one than I thought. Because being honest all the time, could get brutal.
Yeah. I done probably been in more arguments because I was honest.
Yeah.
I done been in more problems because I was honest than I have.
Yeah. Now, is it like liar liar where
it just spews out?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Because you can choose not to say anything. He couldn't choose not to say nothing.
He didn't say that, though. He said what he said.
No, well, I'm asking.
Trying to get some clarity.
Yeah, I'm getting some clarity on it.
I thought he pleaded the fifth on one thing. I thought he was like, I plead the fifth.
No.
Oh, he didn't?
He couldn't. When somebody asked him a question, he had to tell the truth.
Okay.
Now, is this that? I'm not saying nothing.
It ain't like that. Because that was, you know, I mean, all of this is kind of mythical, magical, or whatever. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But I mean, let's just say no, it's not like that. Like you can choose to shut up, but every time you say you talk is either truth or it's going to be false.
But I choose to shut up.
Stand on.
Well, yeah, yeah, choose. Yeah, you already went.
I mean, I guess.
You have to answer my question.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I don't know.
That's on me.
Yeah.
I hate to say this, man, but I'm going to go with the dishonesty on this one. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna go. I hate
to a certain extent, though. It could be like something like coming, like, man, did you see such and such with such and such, or what? Be like, nah, man.
But see,
you don't want to be like, you don't want to come between a relationship. You know what I'm saying?
Well, that's why you gotta choose.
You gotta choose. Either you always going to tell the truth, or you always going to lie. Like, my bad. But which one is it? You always going to tell the truth, or you always going to lie?
I'm gonna go with the lies.
Be lies.
What he's else?
You got Steve.
Yeah, I already went. I went.
Yeah, Steve already went.
Steve said the truth.
I think even though the truth has caused more problems, I think I'll go with the truth. I mean, I think at the end of the day, if I'm always telling the truth, at least I have some peace within myself. If I'm at war with everybody else, at least I'd be like, well, I mean, it's the truth. I mean, deal with it. I don't like being like that. I don't want to be like that because I'm a very compassionate person. I want to spare feelings.
Right.
You know what I mean? I don't want to be like that. But if I got to choose 100% of the time, I think I would choose with dealing with my own personal, like, well, I mean, I got the truth off my chest, so maybe I ain't got to live with no guilt or nothing, but that's tough. That's a very tough question.
Yeah, I was thinking after a certain amount of time, people will realize that I'm lying about most things. They ask me if that shoe is red and I say it's green, then they'll be like,
yeah,
I know how to get the answer.
Anyway. I like the way you put that, though.
Yeah,
same thing.
So I'll go with the lies. Yeah.
2-2, okay.
All right, Lee, would you rather lose your hearing or your,
I thought you were about to say, I said, that's an easy one for me, but yeah.
Or sight.
Easy.
Yeah, I'm going to go hearing. Yeah, walking around in complete darkness, I'm sure people get used to it.
I changed it at the end. It's not supposed to be sight, because I know everybody would choose sight. It's supposed to be, but it's supposed to be taste. Would you rather lose your hearing or would you rather lose your taste?
That's another easy one.
Is it?
Yeah,
that's a tougher one.
I don't think that's tough for me.
That's why it was supposed to be that, but now I slap a change at
for me. It is tougher
because you like food.
Yeah, that's
like,
yeah,
and like, it was supposed to go to Legend.
Everybody but
I like food too, but answer your question.
I think I'm subject to go hearing because you can sign everything. You learn how to sign and you keep it pushing. You never hear. Beat it again.
Why you have to say that?
That's
what the fuck?
Out of all the records,
this nigga here.
What's your own beat it, man?
Who you at, Legend?
Man, that's tough as I don't know what, man. As much as I love listening to music,
you can't sound like with music.
Yeah, that's what. That's the only thing.
I mean, you can, but I mean, it's too much. It's a lot. I mean, no offense.
I love listening to music a lot, but I think I eat food more than I listen to music. So, I think I would enjoy life better if I could taste but not hear. I think I would still, because I can't imagine eating all this good food and I'd be able to taste it. I would tell you one thing though. I was just about to say that. I'm going with taste because I can just eat
broccoli.
Food. Yeah, I can just eat mad good food.
Onion and eat it.
Exactly. Yeah,
I'm going onion and eat it.
I think
it
I'm.
Taste nothing.
It's because of that.
You'll be fit.
Yeah. So, because food is the number one reason why I can't get kind of where I want to be with my fitness journey. Mm-hmm. So if I can't taste, I eliminate that. Mm-hmm. And maybe I have more quality of life if I could just eat foolishness. Oh, well, it's, you know, y'all know what I'm trying to say.
Mm-hmm. That's why you're going to taste.
You're a
raw vegan. You
could
just,
man,
you can't taste that.
What? Like, yeah. It's sad, but I'm going to go. Yeah, I'm going to lose my hearing.
You lose your hearing?
Yeah, I'm going to lose my hearing and keep my taste. That's tough, man. That's tough.
It is tough.
God dang, that's tough.
It's taste for me.
I said I'm losing my... What'd I say?
You said hearing. I think you meant to say taste less.
Yeah.
You could be fit.
Right. So I'm
hearing. I'm hearing taste.
Taste for me, too.
Yeah. I can't... Nah.
You gotta taste.
Yeah, I gotta taste.
Gotta eat them biscuits, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. I want to, man. I really, really don't want to get rid of the taste, but like I'm saying, like the mode I'm in now, the mind track I've been in the past few weeks.
You're in a good zone.
I'm only being influenced by my journey these past few weeks.
I didn't even think about that, though, tell you the truth. Like the fit part, I can say it tastes like I gotta hear, see, taste ain't really, you know. But
food tastes so good. That's why I can't stop eating all this crazy food.
No more glizzies for you.
If I ain't got to worry about the taste,
no more glizzies for you.
I ain't got to worry about none of that. I'm eating broccoli pops.
I'm eating broccoli pops.
I mean, like,
last one, and this is a.
Who you throwing it to?
Hilarious. It's unconventional, this or that, and no disrespect to the YouTube world. I mean, the audio world that can't see this. So if you need to see it, go to YouTube. But I sent y'all a picture, and I need y'all to choose three.
Choose three.
Oh, this neat. This is right up my alley.
Yeah.
Ooh. Only three. I guess Lee, since you was first to see it, I guess.
I'm going eight.
You can choose one or you can choose as many as you want.
He said three.
My fault.
I'm going five.
Hmm.
Oh, I ain't see 11. I'm going 11.
Interesting.
Five, eight, and 11. Yeah, I'm in the swimsuit look anyway, you know what I mean? That's my ideal.
Okay. 5'8", 11, okay. Where you at, B?
I'm going with 3.
Yeah. But that man, right.
Mm-hmm. 10 looking a little old in the back.
That's where you at?
Definitely 9.
Mm-hmm.
I like 6.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. 9, 6, and ooh. 9, 6, and
ooh.
I mean, let's go 5.
Yeah,
because I mean, I was gonna pick 3, but I'm gonna go with 5. I'm gonna go with 9, 6, and 5.
Mm-hmm.
7 was one I was stuck. It was like 5 of these I was stuck between.
Yeah,
I mean, 9 was a for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I'm going 9, 6, and 5.
Those are exactly the numbers I was gonna choose.
That's what you choose to.
5, 6, and 9.
Yeah, 5, 6, and 9. But 7 and 3 is up there.
Yeah.
Who? What I pick? I picked 7. What I said? 3, 7, and 9. Right.
I
like 8. 8 is good for me too.
I got 5, 8, and 11.
I like 1.
Yeah, I said 2, but I said 3.
I was thinking about 1, but yeah, mm-hmm. I think I'm going to just stick with 9, 6, and 5. You can't go wrong with that.
Yeah,
with that. Can't go wrong with a lot. Yeah, I mean, can't go wrong with any of them, for real. Yeah, except two. I mean, I would do it, but two is the two last
four,
one.
Four is kind of a little
bit. Oh, four. Yeah, four is worse than two. Yeah. I ain't even see that one.
Really didn't come up on your radar.
Nah, it didn't.
That shit real. Man, never even looked at that.
Real pancake and shit. I ain't even C4, God dang. I mean, no, hey, all shapes and sizes, women, all shapes, beautiful. All of them beautiful. All shapes and sizes, yo.
If you want to know what we're looking at in the audio world, go to YouTube and figure out what we're looking at.
I love it.
All right, fellas, we out of here. All right, fellas, don't forget, like, comment, subscribe. We appreciate all the love and support. Pull up a chair, signing out.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Too much to jam.
Peace. Peace. Peace.
Peace.